Hi. Welcome to Sonic Serial. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mark. And in this podcast, we take a deep dive into albums from some of our favorite artists, track by track.
Yeah, and today we have a very special episode because we have a guest in the house. This is my cousin, Nicole.
Hi.
Thank you.
Speech.
So, because we're doing Spice Girls, and we're doing Love Thing, Last Time Love.
Mama.
Who do you think you are?
Something kind of funny.
Naked, and if you can't dance.
Bangers.
So, do you remember the first time you got this album?
Vaguely. I remember having it and, like, reading the lyrics and opening the booklet and actually having, like, the cassette part of the collection. Played it a lot. I remember where I was when I was listening to it.
Yeah.
For the first time, for
sure.
How
did it make you feel?
Like, I wanted to dance, and dancing was my passion.
Yeah.
And I was gonna be, like, a choreographer one day.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna do track 4, Love Thing.
And let's talk about the charts. Was this released as a single?
It wasn't released as a single, but the song embodies the group's signature message of female empowerment and assertiveness in relationships.
Okay.
What was your first impression?
I thought it sounds like Nina Cherry, and it reminds me of being a pizza and soda party back in the
day. Do you remember those?
Yeah, I love those. That along with the ice cream social?
Hell yeah. Well, it's a bold declaration of confidence and setting boundaries in love.
You could say that.
Yeah, well, I can tell you about some production.
It was
co-written by the Spice Girls and the production duo Absolute, which is Paul Wilson and Andy Watkins. And the song blends funky pop with hippie hoppy R&B influences. Hippity hoppity.
And someone pointed out that this song follows the same chord progression as Independence by Lulu.
Do you know that song?
Take a listen.
Give it to us. No, I'm kidding. Lyric. Let's talk about lyrics.
Okay. There's one lyric that said, "There's no room for loving. Stop that pushing and shoving." Yeah.
Innuendos.
Hell
for
yeah.
Life. What's the interpretation of that?
It's basically someone that's been burnt time and time again, and they're just over it. Or it seems to be in theme with wannabe and say you'll be there. Like, yeah. And there's possible references to the 1954 film White Christmas, where they say, "God help me, mister, that comes between me and my sister." Do you get that, though? Has a mister come between you and your sister?
No.
Okay, cool.
And they would never, because we live by the song.
Hell yeah.
favorite lyric is, "If you want to have some fun, track me down and get my number." I relate to that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Put some effort into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want a party, come find me. Did this have a music video?
No, but it was one of songs performed during the Spice Girls' early showcase for record labels, helping them secure their deal with Virgin Records. It captures the bold and confident persona that the group became known for. You had all the dolls.
And I still do.
And the...
Really?
The lollipops.
Yeah, the lollipops.
Yeah. And we made a video.
Yeah, we did make a music video, too. Our dance routine.
Are there any alternate versions of this song?
There's a 12-inch unlimited groove mix, and there's a demo version.
That's tight. And a critic said, "Love Thing is a whiny cliche of 90s pop track. A definite skip." Ouch. Well, I agree.
Rude.
So let's talk about the song we're skipping to, Last Time Lover.
Okay, this did not chart at all. It wasn't released as a single.
So, Goose Egg?
Yeah. You know the term goose egg, right?
No.
No.
Like zero, you say goose egg.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Well, what was your first impression?
Their attempt at like an urban sounding song.
I felt like it was very TLC.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was originally called First Time Lover, and it was about losing your virginity.
Oh.
Scandalous.
This is what I was listening to.
You heard it here first.
So, yeah, it showcases a more adult side of the Spice Girls that wasn't as prominent in their singles. Okay.
And tell us about production.
It features a smooth R&B groove with laid-back beats and seductive whispers, highlighting the group's versatility.
Oh.
Nice. Well, what can you tell me about the lyrics? Wait. What?
What would be something that could be named seductive whispers?
A lubricant? I don't know.
I like that. That's good branding.
Okay.
Or like a Moscato?
Ooh. Now you're just explaining a good time.
That's a Last Time Lover for you.
Oh, that tracks.
All right, so as far as lyrics, it says, "He didn't stop me from honing in because I'm a choosy, not a floozy. I get my hit and then I run with it."
Wow.
Poetry.
And another key lyric is, "You be the hunter and I'll be the prey. It's servitude and I like it that way." What? Not in the song.
It is.
Okay.
What was my little kid mind thinking? Just singing that along to that?
Did this have a music video?
No, but if you want to know about alternate versions, there's the demo version.
All right. That was the demo version.
Sounds boring.
So, Nicole, for each song, we come up with a cocktail that we think fits the mood of the song. So we're putting you on the spot to, if a customer said, "Make me a cocktail that is..."
Make me a Last Time Lover.
Cocktail.
It would definitely have some like cream de cassis in it, for sure. Probably some wine involved and like pea flower. What are those called? The purple pea flowers? No, like the flowers that are like edible that change the color of the drink.
Oh. I don't know.
We should get some of those.
Yeah, that sounds fun. All right. Are you calling a cab?
No, I'm trying to show you the flower. Right. Butterfly pea flower.
We're going to move on to track 6, Mama. And it was released in March 1997 as a double A-side single with Who Do You Think You Are? So Mama reached 1 in the UK singles chart, and it peaked at number 1 in the UK.
Wait, so what's a double side A single? How is it different from a regular single?
Double A side. Because you have the A side and the B side.
Yeah.
So I think it's just like 2 discs because it's both A side, double.
Do you know what that means?
Like, it has the same thing on the front as it does on the back?
Double A.
And there's 2 fronts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's...
Double.
I think it's that an A-side is what they usually put out as a single.
Mm.
And the B-side, they don't put out as a single.
Yeah, that's so what if it's a double, B-sides.
But if it's a double A-side, it means they're both songs that they put out as singles.
That makes sense.
Like a regular, you know?
Wow.
Okay.
First impressions. Well, mine was that this is a heartfelt tribute expressing gratitude and love for your mothers.
Did you feel that? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What else did you think?
Well, you said when we were coming back from hiking, you said this is cat lady music.
Cat lady?
Yeah, you said he can just picture a woman at the grocery outlet coming home from work. And it's all gray until they see their cats, and their cat is Mama.
Beautiful.
I know. I love it.
This song made me be like, oh, you should really be nicer to your mom.
When you were like 8 years old?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, God.
Well, you told me that this is just a J-Lo throwaway song.
I did not.
You did.
And I said, I think it has a nice melody, and it's catchy. It's very Tupac, Dear Mama. You know that song?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's the 4th single.
Out of how many singles did the album have?
I think 4.
Okay.
So 4 to 4. So last single, I could have just said that.
Sometimes you have to do the math to figure it out.
Yeah, that's life.
What about production for Mama?
It was co-written with Matt Rowe and Richard Stannard. The ballad features barely harmonious vocals and attempts emotional depth. There's no heart, there's no soul, just very manufactured until they brought in that gospel choir, which was arranged by Mark Beswick.
You just contradicted yourself. It's 2 bullet points.
Yeah.
Okay. There's violin and cello to try to bring in the realness.
I like it.
Yeah, it's like stuff moms like.
Yeah. Well, there's the lyric, Mama, I love you, Mama, I care, Mama, I love you, Mama, I friend. You're my friend.
You're my friend.
It feels like a Hallmark card.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day. I feel like I try to be friends with my mom. She just pushes me away. How about you guys?
I feel like my mom tries too hard.
Yeah.
To be my friend.
Oh.
I think my mom's just too bored and always wants attention.
Oh, shade. Wow, we weren't trying to... I was talking about...
This is what we're speaking about in this beautiful song that's dedicated to moms everywhere.
You started it.
Apparently, Mel B was the one who came up with the concept of the song. She said she wrote... When she wrote it when she was having a hard time with her mom. The sentiments are really that your mom's probably the best friend that you've got, whether she's an overprotective mother or a bit of a landmine. She probably knows you better than you know yourself in some ways.
Now I feel like the asshole.
But I don't. Well, each member had a hand in writing their own verse. So that's nice.
I like it when they do that.
Yeah. Let's talk about this music video. Ooh.
It was directed by Big TV, who did the To Become One Big video in February of 97 in a studio in London.
Yeah, it includes appearances by the Spice Girls. They're real moms, adding a personal touch. That's cool. I respect that.
I remember that.
Yeah. Jerry said it was a bizarre thing having their moms there, and Victoria said it took a long time to shoot.
If my mom was there, it would take a long time to shoot.
Gross, I'm thinking like the sexual innuendo.
No.
Well, there was an alternate extended opening in the original video where the girls pull up in a convertible and slide down a rope. Sick.
Mom, look what I can do.
Yeah.
What about a critic's review of this? Do we have any?
Someone said, I could do without the gospel choir towards the end, but that's just me being picky.
I like the gospel choir.
Yeah, I do too. It's a catchy song, it really is, because I've been catching myself singing it all week, ever since we heard it. Yeah. So, it did its job, I guess.
And this being one of the more popular songs, I'm sure it had alternate versions and covers and remixes.
Yeah, there's a cover by Sass. That's S-A-S-S.
Did we just hear about Sassy Kitty?
That's the lady that her cat's name was Sassy, and she lost it in the basement. And so she said that Haitians were eating it. And then she called in to JD Vance and she said, the Haitians are eating my cats. And then now it's a worldwide rumor. That's what Donald Trump said at his debate thing.
And she ended up finding Miss Sassy in her basement a few
and
days
she's
later.
She's like, oh, my bad. She was just in the basement. It's like,
and she went to her neighbors and said, I'm sorry, I thought you ate my cat.
Maybe it's just a big conspiracy to get Donald Trump to say that Haitians are eating the dogs and cats.
I think Miss Sassy's at the center of it.
Yeah.
Unrelated to this ass. Right? Or she also uploads videos to YouTube as well.
Well, there's Spice Girls Mama Smooth Paul Orchestral Instrumental. That's really cool. I like it.
I like it too.
And then there's a Biffco remix by Matt Rowe and Richard Stannard. Fun.
Okay, once
Give
again.
Give us a cocktail for your
cocktail
mama.
Cocktail for mama.
What about my mom?
No, we do a cocktail that pairs with each song. So do the one for Mama now.
It's a mimosa. For sure. With a strawberry on the rim.
Anything else special?
Maybe like...
Like unique to her?
Who? My mom?
Yeah.
Wait, she was just saying the drink for mom, not for her
for
mom.
The song, yeah.
Oh, okay.
A drink for my mom. I don't know. Whatever's closest.
Okay, track 7. Who do you think you are?
How dare you?
And this reached number 1 in the UK alongside Mama.
And first impressions, it sounds like a disco song that no one asked for.
It sounds like Lisa Stansfield. It's very Dua Lipa.
Pre-Dua Lipa.
A pre-Dua Lipa.
But it's also formulaic.
And it was the 4th single released.
Tear her to shreds.
With Mama.
Okay.
Tell me about production.
It has a funky bass line and disco-inspired beats, and it was co-written by Absolute, who at first wasn't sure about what the Spice Girls were, since Absolute was very much into R&B.
Yes, and Mel C's vocals are prominent on this track.
They are.
Okay, which one are you?
I don't know. This is one of my most favorite songs to sing for karaoke, but it's so hard because you have to be 5 people at once while you're up there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard.
Oh, because they overlap.
A little bit. Yeah, yeah. It's just, and then they're constantly going, like there's no breath between them.
Okay.
Because it's upbeat and great.
Fuck, marry, kill.
I love it. I don't know what Spice... I want, like, when you said, which Spice Girl are you? I think I'm a baby. I want to be baby.
Okay.
I call baby. Which one? Okay. Which one are you? You can't pick the one I picked. I'm just kidding.
And we established that...
Oh, yeah.
Scary.
No,
you're scary?
You're a bit scary and baby together.
Scary baby, yeah.
Oh.
Scary baby.
You're a scary baby hybrid, for sure. I can see that. Yeah, that's
accurate.
And
that was sporty posh.
Yeah.
Ooh. What am I, you guys?
You got a little bit of everything.
I'm like a baby ginger.
You can be posh.
Oh, thank you.
And you're scary, too.
It's not the first time I've heard that sentence.
All right.
And now fuck, marry, kill.
No, I think she's scary baby, too.
Oh, well, we are twins.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are both scary babies.
Okay.
All right.
Scary babies.
Did this song have an impact?
It was famous for Jerry Halliwell's Union Jack dress at the 1997 Brit Awards, becoming 90s pop culture symbol.
The dress did, like the Union Jack dress.
Yeah. I mean, Rolling Stone started it, if you think about it.
Or all
British. Was it the Rolling Stones?
Or was it just all British
yeah. bands? Yeah. I think I saw a picture of my dad wearing cut off Union Jack. You don't remember?
Mm-mm.
I think I saw it. But we didn't talk about the lyrics.
Go for it.
So, you're swelling out in the wrong direction. You've got the bug, superstar. You've been bitten. Your trumpet's blowing for too long. Climbing the snake up the ladder, but you're wrong. Very LA.
It just sounded like you're reading one board off each page of the dictionary.
Alright, this one is about how ambitions of fame changes somebody.
And apparently it was inspired by meeting all of the people in the music industry.
Yeah. So, And there's the lyric, the race is on to get out of the bottom. The top is high, so your roots are forgotten.
Yeah. So it's a diss track.
Hell yeah. To who, though?
There was no music video for this. Or it was.
There was.
There was.
There were three music videos.
That's right.
And so you got the director's cut, and you got the comic relief version. So the video was directed by Greg Masuak, who has done videos for Kylie Minogue.
And it was filmed in a theater in North London.
And Mel C said it was filmed in a club. And the girls had to take their makeup off in a Winnebago. Didn't you say you saw one of your friends in the video?
Yeah. John Stapleton,
shout out.
He was a makeup artist, and he still is. He does, like, B-52s and, like, goes on tour with them. So he must have been involved in that.
Yeah. And there was another version of the video that features a satire of the group called Sugar Lumps. with Jennifer Saunders for the Red Nose Day of Comic Relief Telethon. There's alternate versions.
Yes.
There's a mashup with Who Do You Think You Are in Vogue. That's by Stano.
And then there's the Cuff It, Who Do You Think You Are, Beyonce, Spice Girls mashup.
That's crazy.
Those sound like bangers.
Yeah. And then David Morales has done many remixes of the song.
And also the Midnight Quartet did a strings version from their Spice Girls tribute album.
Yeah, it's good. You should listen to it if you really like string. If you truly want to feel posh.
Yeah.
And there's also the demo version.
Yeah.
Give us a cocktail. Who do you think you are?
It's like the most, like a glass of just like the most expensive whiskey, like the Pappy Van Winkle or whatever.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, neat.
Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, bitch, who do you think you are? Okay. We're going to talk about track 8, something kind of funny. this track provides a laid-back vibe with an emphasis on positivity and enjoying life's unexpected moments.
Did you write that?
Yes.
My first impression was that it sounded like a Tyra Banks song. Like that's she put out a single. Yeah.
Oh, girl.
No, we'll play some right now. Okay. Yeah, listen to it. You'll see.
This is the track that influenced Simon Fuller to sign them to 19 Management and Virgin Records.
We were watching something about that, how like they kicked, like stopped doing stuff with their old manager and found a new manager and then found him to produce it.
Yeah.
It was drama.
Tea. All right, to give you some notes on production, it blends pop with R&B elements featuring smooth vocals over a relaxed rhythm. And it samples Zane's Hey Mr. DJ. You know that song?
Mm-mm.
Oh, check it out. Mr. DJ playing my song on that.
Oh yeah, I know that song. Hey DJ, play that song.
Alright. Talk about lyrics.
There's a lyric, embracing happiness and the serendipity of life surprises.
Alright. And I like the lyric, happiness is just a state of your mind. Keep searching. Who knows what you may find? Happiness is just a state of your mind. Keep searching, who knows what you may find?
Inspirational.
Yeah.
Another lyric says, whatever you're going, wherever you're going, high or low, remember to sure enjoy the show. So climb aboard my journey deep inside. Better late than dead on time.
For sure.
Better late than dead on time.
I think it's just about enjoying yourself and being in the moment. For sure. Well,
any trivia about the song?
Yeah, it aligns with the group's message of embracing life's joys and spontaneity.
Why would that be trivia if it's...
I don't know.
Any alternate versions?
There's Jimmy Lowe's and Spice Dynamite's remixers.
Do you like remixes? Like, you're one of those people where you like the remixes as much, if not more, than the song? Or are you, like, all about the original?
I'm down for remixes, okay. Yeah. We'll introduce some mixes into my life.
Do you like mashups?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you like cocktails? What would you say something kind of funny is on a cocktail? I think it's where you lace it with LSD.
Oh.
Or G.
That's a good one. I'm going to say this unicorn syrup. Oh,
good one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got the track 9, which is Naked. The band's most ungoogleable song. And it's one of the group's most introspective songs, delving into themes of vulnerability and self-exposure.
And as far as first impressions, why don't you tell us?
Things are getting spicy for the pepper. And what's with the random phone conversations? You know what I mean?
It's like phone sex.
Yeah.
As far as production, it has a very minimalist instrumentation with these kind of spacey atmospheric sounds that allows the emotional lyrics to really shine.
Yeah. And then with the lyrics, there's an intimate look at revealing one's true self and embracing vulnerability. What do you make of that? Okay. This isn't Law and Order. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, well, we questioned when she says, I'm not sharing my cigarettes with any of y'all. She wants to get leaky.
What?
She wants to get leaky. Remember?
Did someone get leaky?
We're in the car and she was saying like she wants to get naked and you're like, what? She wants to get leaky?
That was my misheard lyric.
Okay. You had to be there.
I was there and I don't remember.
Okay. I'm going to tell you about... There's a live performance featuring the group seated on chairs, Drakefoot Satin, and enhancing the song's intimate feel.
Yeah, and they were, like, naked behind the chairs.
Scandalous.
I remember that.
You were there?
Yeah.
Cool.
She was there when it was the moment.
I saw it.
Oh.
The moment in time.
Cocktail. This is where you strip a chicken, you take the skin off the chicken,
and throw it in the martini?
The vodka. Yeah.
That is so feral.
It's naked.
What about that cocktail, Naked and Famous?
Oh, what is that?
Yellow chartreuse and Aperol and mezcal.
Okay.
And lime juice.
That sounds good. I'll take one.
Would you rather drink that than your chicken martini?
Yeah. I bet chicken martini is a thing.
Actually, I would try it, to be honest. I would try it.
It feels like it would just be a salty, like it would taste like salty vodka with a bit of a chicken-y
meat flavor to it.
Flavor. Yeah. It'd be more grease. Like a... I did have an olive oil vodka once.
Ooh.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Were you naked?
No.
Okay. Track 10. If you can't dance. If you can't dance, if you can't dance, if you can't dance, if you can't dance.
I loved this one.
It's the last song. Mm-hmm. What are you gonna do?
Dance your little heart out.
Yeah. I was like, why is she rapping in Spanish though? Well, I'll tell you, because apparently Jerry's mother is Spanish, so yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Ay, madre mía, hey chico, tú no tienes nada. Qué susto, qué soco, qué polla, qué pienso. Oh, no me toques, ay, qué pero feo. Venga, venga, marcha, salida. Toma esta música.
So, tell me about production.
Oh, it samples the Humpty Dance.
Oh, by Digital Underground.
Yeah. And it's just begun by the Jimmy Castor bunch.
Sick. Well,
the Humpty. Did you dance to the Humpty Dance?
Yeah, I like that one. What do you think about Safety Dance?
Oh, yeah.
You better watch it.
Because I'm picking up those vibes right now.
There's an extended mix of that that's so good. Speaking of mixes.
Alright, we're talking about Spice Girls. So,
Man without hats.
At one point in the song, she says, whenever I go out, wherever it may be, never is there a Keanu, but a dweeb looking at me. Whenever I go out, wherever it may be, never is there a Keanu, but a dweeb looking at me. But then even if a disco is a loser on the dance floor, take a deep breath, count 1, 2, 3. Keanu Reeves, y'all.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, it's the song is about how appearances can be deceiving. So it's like, how would you feel if you were with someone that can dance? Or, I don't know.
Like, really well and you can't?
Yeah. And then...
Is it because you inherently can or you have a disability?
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, a lot of songs in the 90s were about... Like, they always compare dance to sex.
Uh-huh.
So they're probably saying, if you can't sex...
There's a lot more dance-offs back in that time. So it was a way to prove your worth. Okay. And I think that's what the song's about.
Oh, sorry.
Like, there's that song, Dancing in the Sheets. So, like, you know, it's,
yeah,
it's sex. Like, that's the what it's alluding to.
Oh, the horizontal tango?
Yeah. See, look at all those dance.
Cool. Well, it's a cool song.
Yeah.
It's Dance the Test of Time. And just give me a cocktail.
A vodka Red Bull.
Hey. That's good.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
That is good.
If you can't dance, because, yeah.
Just get in there. Get into it. Be about it.
Yeah. All right.
You should do a book of cocktails for like some of the best songs out there.
That's a cool idea.
And
probably exists.
I don't know.
I'll do it anyways.
Awesome.
It would still be different because like one person's interpretation of what,
mm-hmm,
you know, it should be.
Yeah.
And someone else's, so they could get. It would still be fun.
Well, have we covered everything? That's it.
Thank you, Nicole.
Yes, thank you.
Did you hear the rumor that Ginger and Mel B hooked up?
Oh, yeah, I did. And she was not happy.
Oh, I thought you were telling a joke.
No.
I wanted to hear that punchline.
Yeah, Ginger got mad. And she was like, you took it out of context, eh?
Yeah.
All right.
If you were a Spice Girl, what would your name be? What spice would you be?
I know.
I think we have to do each other's.
The Atomic Ass All Night.
Spice?
Yeah.
You'd be Vanilla Spice because you don't like anything,
yeah,
spicy.
Bland Spice.
Vanilla.
I like that.
Sour Cream Spice. Spice.
Mayonnaise Spice.
Yeah. I think you'd be like Sassy Spice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'd be Bitchy Spice.
I don't know.
You'd be Kayak Spice.
Well, that was.
I can't get better than that.
Okay. Anyone see any good movies lately?
It's been too long since I watched Spice World, honestly.
Oh, I think the last time I watched it was with you.
That checks.
Yeah.
We'll have to watch it.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I don't know. And be like, oh, Nicole just left, but we forgot to say when we were talking about Wannabe by the Spice Girls, we forgot to say that this past summer, Orbital performed a remix of Wannabe called Spicy with Mel C on stage. And this was at Glastonbury 2024. I listened to the set and I would have liked to be there. Tilda Swinton was also on stage with them. Not during this song, but for a different song.
What was she doing up there?
She was reading like a monologue or something.
I didn't picture her like backup dancing.
Backup dancing. She's like a go-go girl.
And for a recent live performance of Mama, they brought out their moms and kids on stage.
Yeah.
Huh. All of them, or was Posh not there?
Posh wasn't there.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
You knew.
I knew. I didn't even know what you were talking about, and I knew that she wasn't there.
Yeah, because she was like, fuck them kids. No. That was, yeah.
Just because I guess I knew she wouldn't be at a live performance because she doesn't perform with them.
Oh, she doesn't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I thought she does.
When's the last time you've seen her on stage with the Spice Girls?
I don't know. Don't follow her life. Sorry. Okay.
All right, we're done.
Bye.
Everyone's casting spells.
Okay.